Again, from any members on the line, just hit star one on your keypad if you have questions for the coaches this morning. We now welcome into the call the head coach of the Drexel Dragons, Zach Spiker. Good morning, Coach Spiker.
Good morning, Rob. How you doing?
I'm well. A fantastic week for your team with a couple of impressive wins at home, 83-79 over Elon on Thursday, and then the late rally to beat first place Northeastern 68-67 on Saturday. What pleased you about your team's performance?
No matter who you play, you just want to make progress. And, I thought this weekend was progress in our process. And proud of the guys. I thought we competed hard. I thought we had a good focus on the defensive end, although the numbers may not have indicated that on Thursday, when the team shoots 49%. But I thought they had to work for them. And obviously we had a very good defensive showing against Northeastern.
How much momentum do you feel like you can get from these wins?
Well, winning certainly beats the alternative. And, hopefully it reinforces the things we've talked about in practice when it comes down to defending and rebounding and finishing your defense and then being able to play at the appropriate pace. And certain times, certain games, certain situations, we can run and want to, but we've got to be smart about it. And I thought we did a good job with our decision-making there on the offensive end, attacking when we needed to. So, yeah, absolutely. Guys understand what it takes, and it's great to have everything reinforced with a couple wins. But I think we've made progress since the game at Towson.
We're here with Drexel head coach Zach Spiker. If you have a question for him this morning, just hit star one on your keypad, and we have got one in queue if you'll get that for us, Astrid.
We have a question from Alex Riley. You may now ask your question.
Hey, Coach. I just wanted to kind of check. It's so interesting what you guys have done this year with the three conference wins, and two of them are against first-place teams. As a coach, is it confidence-building, frustrating to know that your team can play with the teams that are at the top of the league but still not win games teams that are in the middle? I mean, how are you guys kind of handling that? Because it's just kind of weird, I guess you would say.
Well, it's certainly been an up and down year, Alex. But I think when you evaluate things from a bigger view, everyone's goal is to be more consistent. And I don't think we're the only team in our league or any league. When you're in a quality league such as the Colonial, it doesn't matter where teams are ranked. If you're not locked in, ready to play, home or away, you're going to put yourself in a tough spot. So we've had great opportunities. Some we've made the most of. Others we've had regrets. At the same time, we've yet to play a league game with everybody healthy that's eligible to play. And injuries are a part of it, and we don't make excuses. Hopefully, we get healthier as we get into the month of February, and everyone can contribute. But it does give us confidence what we're capable of. However, I think everybody can feel the same way, and I think our speaks more to the credit to our league than the frustration of our team, Alex. It's a tremendously balanced league and competitive league, and if you're not ready to play night in and night out, wherever you may be, you're going to be in a tough spot. I think a number of times we've played, I believe William and Mary was in first place when they came to our building. I know the college in Charleston was picked to win our league, so they've already been in our building. Hofstra was up there, and then Elon was 1 point, and then also obviously Northeastern was sitting in first place when they played. So we've had great opportunities. We've taken advantage of some. Others have been great learning situations that because of those games, maybe that's why we had success against the others. So you can look at a lot of different ways, and we choose to take the positive view and move forward and be ready for the next opportunity.
With that in mind, Luke from JMU kind of said that after you guys lost to them, that maybe that kind of lit a fire under you for the next two games. Do you feel like that's maybe an accurate statement, or just what you're – he just kind of said that in passing. I thought that was interesting.
Yeah, I don't know if that game lit a fire under us as much as maybe the game before against Towson, just knowing that we didn't perform as best we could. I think JMU has been in every single basketball game. And they're a talented group, and you know, we didn't finish the game out like we wanted to down there, but I thought we competed and fought hard, and we've got a chance to play them at home, and hopefully we're ready to respond.
Thank you, sir.
Okay, Alex, we'll see you.
Zach, certainly a tremendous week for Tremaine Isabel, 40 points in that game against Elon, including 28 in the second half, and then comes up big, not only the 21 points, but the free throws at the end against Northeastern. Just talk about the week that he had.
Well, he's a very, very talented scorer with the basketball, and he has a good feel for things, too. I think some of the most impressive numbers from the weekend may have been, if you get 40 points and you only take 23 shots, you can't be much more efficient than that. When you factor in only one turnover during that same stretch and three assists, you know, he was very good at decision making, and he had a great game shooting, and was also able to get to the rim and attack, and took care of the basketball. So I think we only had six turnovers in that game, and when we've taken care of the basketball, we put ourselves in good situations. So, and certainly attacking the rim against Northeastern, getting fouled, making plays, and it's a tremendous individual effort on the final play to be in that spot. You know what? He's a talented player, and when he's locked in and doing things, it makes everyone on the floor, it makes us a better team.
You touched on JMU a little bit, but they come to the DAC on Thursday, as you touched on, a two-point loss in Harrisonburg. What do you need to do differently in the game Thursday night that maybe you didn't do as well in Harrisonburg?
I think we got to rebound the basketball. I thought they came in. We're all trying to accomplish the same thing at this time of year. We're trying to do something special in your league to have success and put yourself in a position to make a run in Charleston. And you got to have energy, and you got to have enthusiasm to be excited about the opportunity, and you've got to play that way. And if you don't play that way for 40 minutes, you open yourself up to not achieving what you want to do. And I don't think we started out that way down at James Madison. We finished relatively strong, but we can do a better job. And you got to do a better job defending and rebounding and then executing. It's the same thing every game. And if you don't come ready, our league and the players in our league and the coaches in our league are too talented to let you just get by.
All right, Zach, thanks for taking time with us here this morning, and I look forward to talking to you again next week.
Okay. Thanks, Rob. We'll see you.
All right, thanks.